smoker.
Take control of these airwaves toll free. This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up anything you want. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. You can control the content too. You find something you want to share with our listeners and us, you can submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It then appears on the site to be voted upon, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. So you can go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. It's totally free to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up about what's going on with the Swiss banks right now. They're running out of safe deposit boxes for the simple reason that, you know, they have to go and tell the bureaucrats in other countries. They're cutting deals with the bureaucrats in other countries about how much money you have in your bank account, but not what's inside the safe deposit boxes. And a lot of people are, you know, instead of opening a safe a bank account, they're renting a safe deposit box, and they're locking gold or banknotes in there and stuff like that. And so they're running out of safe deposit boxes. And the other thing is,
well, I imagine that the market will respond by building more safe deposit boxes if that's actually a problem. So I imagine the market can handle that. But all that said, it's not really the best idea to put valuables in a bank safe deposit box. It'll certainly keep it out of the hands of other individuals, but it won't necessarily keep it out of the hands of, say, IRS agents or whatever the local European taxing agents might be that would just want to come in and raid safe deposit boxes.
Yeah, but they're in Switzerland, so if you're from one of the Eurozone countries, then your bureaucrats that are oppressing you can't get into the box.
Is that true? Are you certain
of that? They would have to go to war with Switzerland.
The United States scared the crap out of Swiss banks to the United States, but not to these other European countries, and I think that...
That we know of.
Here's the other thing. A lot of the banksters in Switzerland are scared to go on vacation now anywhere outside their country. Of course, they could go into Liechtenstein, but that's not much of a vacation, really. They can't go. And I read about one banker in Geneva who used to like to go down the street to buy his groceries, but that's in France. And now he can't do that. They can't leave Switzerland because they're liable to get picked up and extradited to the United States for somehow violating U.S. laws in a bank lobby in Switzerland, where somebody comes in there and opens up a bank account and yada yada, that they're worried about the U.S. government having an international warrant out on them. So there is that advantage as far as, well, the safe deposit box is in Switzerland, so the U.S. The IRS can't get it, but the Swiss government might let
it. I don't know, man. I mean, as we were just saying, the Swiss banks have already caved to the U.S. federal government's demands in recent cases.
Giving information, that kind of thing.
Because the bankers wanted to resolve that stuff so they wouldn't be subject to being prosecuted. You know, they'd have
if they don't want to be prosecuted, then they're going to let the IRS in their bank.
So they're scared. That's the same reason I pay taxes.
Which is, I'm talking about would have to spend the rest of their lives in Switzerland. So they would rather just cut a check and hand over the information so that, you know, maybe 20 years from now, if they want to go on a vacation or the plane stops in the United States, they don't have to.
I don't care what their reasons are. I just don't I don't believe you, Tom, that you know, my money or gold or whatever would be completely safe in a Swiss bank safe deposit box.
But the Euro collapse, for example, the euro becomes worthless, and the bureaucrats start raiding all the safe deposit boxes in Italy and France and Spain, but not Switzerland. They can't get to the ones in Switzerland.
So you say, but I don't know if I believe that. Thank you, Tom, for the call. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Who's to say these banks are going to roll over for the rest of the European Union?
Well, I kind of feel like, I think that it's more safe. Like, there's no such thing as safe. Safe is a...
It's more safe than having it in a bank here.
And I think that, you know, safe deposit box in Switzerland is probably more safe than a bank here. But it may very well be that there are countries that have safe deposit banks in which there are safe deposit boxes that are more safe than Switzerland. And I like
actually the companies that aren't banks, per se, like Safe Store or Safe Wealth. Hmm. They're originally out of Great Britain, but they operate out of Switzerland and Luxembourg.
Are they safe deposit boxes?
Basically, yes. So you can do Safe Store, where you can actually hire them to do wealth preservation or wealth management, things like that. There are different options. One thing that you can do is Safe Store, which is you actually have your physical gold there, and it is protected, and it's done that way. Mm. And then there are other things that they offer, other services they offer. For example, like this, it's like a credit card, and it's basically like a one-shot deal, so that if your bank accounts were closed here and you needed, you know, to get out of jail. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, not literally, but I mean that you needed
pay your way
to
out
go.
Of someplace.
Yeah. It has a huge interest rate on it or whatever, but it's basically, there isn't a limit on it. So you could go buy a plane and leave the country, you know.
All good suggestions. Just don't.
I wonder if it's safe, if it comes to gold, if it's just safer to find someplace out in the woods to bury your stuff.
Where do you keep yours?
I wouldn't tell you.
Right. I mean, there's risks involved in everything. In that case, you've got to have a very accurate map to make sure you know how to, or you know, or at least in your mind to remember exactly which tree by which you planted it, and hope you don't forget that for whatever reason.
I got a friend who's got all his gold stored in the woods someplace. When he gets hit by a truck riding down the road in his bicycle, I'm going to be out there with a metal detector.
Oh yeah, interesting.
Beep, beep.
855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just don't be under the delusion that just because you have a safe deposit box in Switzerland means that it's untouchable. Anything that's being operated by some corporation is likely to be raided by whatever government claims jurisdiction over that corporation. Or as we've seen, even governments that don't claim jurisdiction over that corporation can get the corporation, in this case the Swiss banks, to roll over for them. So I wish it weren't the case. You know, I wish that we were seeing stories in the news about how the Swiss banks were standing up to the U.S. federal government, but
it's really hard. I mean, the fact is the U.S. federal government has paid off or threatened just about every governmental or corporate entity out there of any size or consequence. You know, I mean, these countries around the world that are cracking down on immigration into their country and visitors and tourist visas and all these things, a lot of times they're doing it because the United States State Department has told them they have to.
So, an unsecured Wi-Fi network triggered a SWAT team raid on the wrong home in Evansville, Indiana, recently, rawstory.com reports. It was last week after officers began investigating specific threats made in an online forum. As it turns out, nobody inside the home made those threats, which apparently came from someone who simply accessed their network.
Hmm.
But that didn't stop police from gearing up for the raid blocks away and inviting a local reporter and cameraman to tag along.
Bad boys!
What you gonna do when they come?
Yeah,
you know, and I'm sure that the cameraman and the reporter were having it all set up so these cops look like they're doing the right thing.
Mm. In the video aired later...
Let's see that one on Cops, the false raid.
Yeah. Well, no, they raided the right location. That was where the alleged threats came from, that IP address. But, if you've got an open network, then that means any fool can drive up in their minivan and access whatever it is they want to on your internet connection. And then all of a sudden, the police think it's your fault because your name's on the internet connection. So therefore, you become responsible. At least in this case, they appear to have realized that it wasn't indeed the occupants of the home. I don't know how long that took. In the video aired by Evansville's Eyewitness News, police can be seen throwing multiple flashbang grenades into the family home.
Can you imagine what this is like? I mean, this is just your house. You're just hanging out at home. These yucker dudes playing soldier. I mean, they're not really playing soldier because soldiers catch bullets, hard bullets in their soft bodies.
Right.
These cops, rarely do they ever have to face actual gunfire because they've got the surprise. They're just dressed up like Darth Vader, kicking in your door, throwing in flashbang grenades. Can you imagine sitting in at your house, hanging out, watching TV with a wife or what?
18-year-old.
Bang!
Yeah.
Bang! bang! What?
That's what happened. I mean, their opposition was 18-year-old Stephanie Milan watching the Food Network and lounging on the couch. We'll tell you more about what happened here. I mean, it's funny because it's absurd, but it's not funny at all because this could happen to you. This can be your house. It could be tonight. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, free. Enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. The archives are included. You just go and download as many episodes as you would like. They go all the way back to late 2006, which is probably more than you could possibly listen to. It's all there, and it's all free over at freetalklive.com. Plus, you can find us on SoundCloud now as well. If you click over on the SoundCloud link on the left-hand side at freetalklive.com under the Listen and Share section, that'll take you right to our SoundCloud page, which makes it easier than ever to share episodes of Free Talk Live on your Facebook page or Twitter or blog or wherever it is that you like to share things. You can do that over at freetalklive.com. Grab some archives.
If you've ever had connectivity problems because of sort of a weak Wi-Fi signal in your house, or you've got to make sure you use your laptop in a particular area of your home or something like that, I have a solution for you. It's called the Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3, and it's made by the Sea Crane Company. If you know anything about the Sea Crane Company, you know that they make some of the best electronics that are available out there. You can go to seacrane.com and check it out. At my house, we use it. We have a situation where, you know, there's two living units separated, and we share one Wi-Fi connection, and this makes it easy. It used to be that, you know, it was very difficult. If my, you know, friend wanted to come and use the internet, he had to come sit by my window at the office, and that's kind of inconvenient. So if you've got a big house or maybe two living units or something like that, whatever reason that you've got connectivity issues due to a weak Wi-Fi signal, the Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3 will change your life. This thing really works. You can go to seacrane.com and pick one up. When you are checking out, mention Free Talk Live and you get a free flashlight. It's a great little LED flashlight. That's seacrane.com and just mention Free Talk Live.
So we're telling you about a story out of Indiana, Evansville, actually, where the police raided a home in Evansville to go after somebody that was making threats online, allegedly. And they rolled a flashbang, multiple flashbang grenades, or threw them into the family's home. In another article at the, the Courier Press, it is stated that the front door was wide open at the time, so they just chucked some flashbangs on in there. And 18-year-old...
Well, was it like a screen door or anything?
I don't know. Maybe there was a screen door, but the door was open to the front door of the house.
But the screen door, I don't know. Maybe it was just wide open. That's what it says. It says it was wide open. So
the door was open. That's all I know, Mark. I don't know if there was a screen door on it or not. But either way, it's clearly not somebody holed up in their apartment trying to, you know...
Yeah, it does make one wonder, if the door's wide open, why you would just toss in a couple of flashbangs.
Because you can, right. And you're jacked up cops high on adrenaline. Where 18-year-old...
The door's open! Throw in some grenades! I mean, who does their job and is responsible for their actions would ever come to that conclusion?
No, that's a great point. These people are not responsible for their actions, and in many cases, they never even apologize for getting the wrong home in a lot of these cases. And, of course, in most raids, we're talking about drug raids where, again, there's not even a victim involved here. So how many raids actually happen every single year where they're really actually after somebody who's truly violent, who's a real danger to
the place community. Appears to be peaceful and the door is open. Throw in grenades.
18-year-old Stephanie Milan was reportedly watching the Food Network at the time, lounging on the couch.
What was she wearing?
Oh, okay, Mark, there was a screen door. They did smash the screen door before charging in. So maybe they broke a few windows when they threw those flashbangs in. Who knows?
I can't imagine. This poor girl was petrified.
Neither Milan nor her immediate family members had criminal records. Police said their records indicated at least one member of their extended family did. They've all since been cleared without charges.
You know, with the percentage of people that have been convicted of felonies in the United States, who doesn't have some kind of relative out there in their extended family?
With a criminal record?
With a criminal record. I bet you the list is real low.
They have all since been cleared without charges, and not a single one was ultimately arrested at the scene, which I have to say is a surprise. I mean, you'd think if the cops are going to go in with flashbangs and guns pointed and, you know, kicking in doors, that you'd think they'd make an arrest and then later on maybe have to drop the charges. But in this case, for whatever reason, they were convinced that it wasn't any members of this particular family unit that had sent the threats. Now, here's an interesting little bit of information. Who do you think was threatened?
City official.
Close enough. The police.
Oh, I see.
So here's what I want to know. According to the Topics.com on an Evansville forum, the threats included personal information about police officers' families, and the poster claimed to possess explosives. So how many threats that are issued on the internet? I imagine there's a few, right? Like our very own Brad Jardis, who comes on every other Thursday night here to this program, has said that he's been had his life threatened recently. So how many of these threats that are issued on the Internet are actually investigated in such a
thorough fashion?
Yeah, in such
so
a violent
thorough that
fashion.
They toss in grenades to a through a screen door?
Exactly.
That's a pretty thorough investigation, right?
I mean, how many threats? I mean, how many times have teenagers threatened one another on Facebook, for instance?
I threatened to club my kid over the head and bury him in the backyard if he didn't zip his mouth.
You did that on the Internet?
No, but I'm saying, I've done that. However, I don't think that he actually thought I was going to do that. So I think
otherwise he could have gone to the police. But what if he had? Right?
One of the things is though is the criterion can you carry out your threat?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so
apparently the criterion is did you threaten a police officer?
Right.
Right. I just find it hard to believe they would treat anybody else in this manner. If you, tonight, went to the police department and said, someone is threatening me, here's their IP address information, what do you think would be done? They'd probably take a whole lot more time with the case. Oh, well, we'll have to investigate this. Check back with us here in a few weeks.
Through their house. We'll shoot a few grenades through their front door. I just can't believe this.
Yeah.
The screen door. I mean, they thought it was a good idea. Somebody thought it was a good idea to toss in a couple of flashbangs through an open door.
And of course, the mayor said that he spoke with the police chief about it and was satisfied the police were justified in forcibly entering the home.
Of course.
The mayor said,
what government official has not ever been satisfied with another government official's word? I guess it does happen. But, over one of the mundanes, the citizens, the serfs, of course the king's men are always believed and trusted more so.
This is a bit of a shocker. Apparently the storm, the damage that had been done to the home is actually being repaired by the city. And that's pretty rare. Usually when the cops come in and kick in a door, it's usually, oh, well, we got the wrong house. See you later.
I don't want the city to repair it. I want the cop who shot the grenades to repair
it. Good point.
I want him to come out with his tool belt and to fix my door.
Workers were at the home on Friday repairing this, by the way, this section from CourierPress.com, were at the home on Friday repairing the storm door and broken window. Carpet inside the house was stained with black residue from the flashbang grenade.
I'm surprised they didn't set it on fire.
Right. In some cases, these grenades will ignite whatever it is there nearby, and so they're lucky the home didn't burn down in this instance.
Very lucky.
Yep, 855-450-FREE. By the way,
poor young lady sitting there watching the Food Network in her little short shorts and just bang!
She may be living there alone. It's not indicated here that there's a family. They're only talking about Stephanie Milan, the 18-year-old that was there.
I thought this was the family's home.
They did seize... it's not talking a whole lot about a family here. They've only really mentioned Ms. Milan. Anyway, they seized her laptops and cell phone. So she's, now it's been over a week. Police still have her
laptop.
Her stuff.
Can you just afford to go buy another laptop?
So she's basically under investigation at this point. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, but the arrest, an arrest has not been made in the case. Free talk line.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic resistance? And bugs like MRSA. The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands, and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street Casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Do you think the police should be barging into people's homes because somebody utilized their internet access to send a threat? That's what happened in Evansville, Indiana. We can continue the story in a moment. 855-450-FREE if you'd like to share with us your thoughts on it. Of course, you can also join us over at freetalklive.com where there's all kinds of things you can do, like get signed up for the news updates, follow us via email, Twitter, or Facebook. And those are the three different ways that you can get the latest information about Free Talk Live into your brain. Once again, that's news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for free.
So the online gambling industry is worth about $30 billion a year. It's a $30 billion a year industry. And for folks that know that, you know, the online gambling in the United States has been outlawed, and, you know, pretty much all these online gambling places have to go through banking organizations and pay fees, even if you're talking about people in other countries and that kind of thing. If those organizations were to adopt bitcoins, bitcoins are very useful. In the United States, you know, gambling in Bitcoin, since they're not considered a currency, it's not a problem, as I understand it.
Is gambling actually illegal, or isn't it the processing of the gambling transactions that's illegal?
I think that's what it is. Yeah, they went after the banks, not the actual
individuals.
Gambling.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, when you're talking about these situations, Bitcoins is very, very lucrative to the online gambling community. Once you could see adoption, across the board adoption, because it just takes a certain amount of them to do it, and then they're all going to do it, right?
All of the websites, the gambling sites?
Yeah. And once you see adoption there for it, you know, that $30 billion a year.
Well, who wouldn't want to do it? I mean, if you were running a gambling website, you're spending a bunch of money in credit card fees, and bringing Bitcoin in can help get rid of those fees.
If they were to, you know, if it was just, if Bitcoin was just used for online gambling and online gambling was all Bitcoins, the market cap for Bitcoin would then be, each Bitcoin would be worth $4,300.
Wow, they're worth six-something today.
Yeah, between $6 and $7 today.
Yeah.
So, like, Bitcoin has a lot of expandability potential, and I just wanted people to know, you know, I'm very excited about Bitcoins. I think that they potentially could, they're certainly going to change how commerce is done on the Internet. And
I just paid somebody with Bitcoins today.
Yeah, I did yesterday, day before yesterday,
mm-hmm.
day before yesterday, bought something from somebody. Anyway, you can find out more about Bitcoins by going to weusecoins.org. There's a short video there. I think it's less than 2 minutes, and you can find out about Bitcoins and go and you can go to bitcoin.org. That's bitcoin.org and download the free Bitcoin software. Be using it in just a few minutes. And if you want to get Bitcoins, you can go to bitinstant.com. And they will, you know, they will give you a code where you can go to more than 700 locations across the United States, Brazil, and Russia, 7-Elevens, CVSs, Walmarts, major banks, wherever you want to go. And you can trade cash for Bitcoins, and you can do it anonymously. They're not going to ask you for any ID or anything like that. Just give cash, get the Bitcoins. So that's bitinstant.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. By the way, there was a great article that Eric wrote, Eric Voorhees, who is one of the guys behind BitInstant, and we had him on the show, I think it was Saturday night, live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival to talk about some of the exciting developments that are coming down the pipe with Bitcoin or involving Bitcoin. And he wrote up a great piece about Bitcoin and Porkfest. And apparently on the Bitcoin, there's like a Bitcoin talk forum where it's pretty much the central location for all things Bitcoin, all sorts of discussions of Bitcoin to be online. There's a lot of conversation going on in that thread about how essentially Porkfest is, this year at least, this year's Porkfest was the biggest Bitcoin event of ever.
The world. Yeah,
yeah, in the whole ever. World. Like as far as there's a lot of transactions going on. A lot of businesses that were selling and vending at Porkfest were accepting Bitcoins, and it makes sense. I mean, from a business perspective, it totally makes sense. Every single transaction is basically off the books. You know, it's not being done in government currency. You're not doing it through the government-approved corporations. It's not being tracked.
It's so easy to do transactions online with Bitcoins, too. Once you're set up and ready to go,
there's a little learning curve, and yep. It's not very, very much.
I mean, you can send somebody money in as short as a couple of seconds.
If you can learn how to write a check, you could probably figure out how to use Bitcoin.
It's my understanding you don't have to have a bank account.
That's
in
correct.
Order to exchange your Bitcoins for another currency that you want to operate. So if you are if you have these, you've been paid in something in Bitcoins, mm-hmm. you can go into a bank account and you give a number. You don't even have to show ID, do you?
What as far that? As changing Bitcoins into cash, I personally haven't done that. My wife has done that, so I don't know how it's done.
Maybe you could talk to her and ask about that experience, because I'm a hoarder. I have never changed Bitcoins into cash, so I don't know. I don't have experience with that either. Would you do that, Mark, and talk to?
I will. I believe they used some bank information and transferred it over.
Okay, but
it might have come into PayPal.
But maybe there's another way to do it, like, you know, because I know that wasn't it mentioned that you could put money in at Western Union through BitInstant.com.
I can certainly talk to BitInstant. Yeah. I probably shouldn't talk to my wife, who's done it one time.
There
right?
you go. That's a good idea. 855-450-FREE. I'm sure the guys over at BitInstant.com would be able to answer that question. We've been discussing what happened with a police raid in Evansville, Indiana. But remember, this could very well happen where you live. This could be your house. It could be your neighbor, your grandmother. It can be anywhere. The police came into a home. They raided a house based on evidence that said that a certain threat had come from that IP address. And, of course, if you know anything about how wireless routers and routers and the Internet work, you know that one IP address is basically scheduled per customer. Per location, and that one IP address can be shared amongst any number of users at that location.
Not only that, if you have a smartphone, that smartphone has an IP address as well.
Well, there's one IP address for the internet's for the termination of the internet. Let's say so you've got your DSL or your cable.
Yep.
You have an IP address for that.
Yes.
If your smartphone is in there. And it's using your Wi-Fi, your smartphone has the same IP address. Your computers in your home have the same IP address.
So 10 people could be there with their phones and their
laptops
and
Any one of those people. Maybe they're downloading something that's illegal. Maybe they're making a threat on some internet forum, as happened here in the Evansville situation. You don't know what those people are doing, and there's no way you could possibly monitor all of their activities.
So you become an accomplice, essentially.
Well, fortunately, they didn't arrest the lady. Right, they didn't arrest this young lady in this case.
Accomplice is a thought crime. I mean, you have to know that you're doing it in order to do it.
Right, and she just had an internet connection. She left it open for whatever reason. Not everybody wants to have security on their internet connections. And if you don't have security, then there's nothing at all stopping your next-door neighbor or some guy, some creepy dude sitting out in a van out, you know, across the street from you.
If it isn't, if your network isn't secured, you can be almost certain, depending on where you are, almost certain that someone else is going to see it at some point and decide, that's useful.
And someone that wants to make a threat on the internet, someone that wants to download something that maybe would be prohibited, these people know enough to go and leave their home and their location, wherever it is they normally use the internet, and go wherever it is they can find it. They have this thing called war driving, where you can download programs that just kind of have an open, they kind of sniff the packets in the air to see what's out there, and you can drive down the street, and you can see it. All the different internet access, the wireless access points pop up. And so, like, as you're driving down the street, you can see, bing, 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 it'll, like, show you, oh, this one's locked, this one's not locked, this one's locked, and then you can just pick whichever one that's unlocked and then log right in.
Some of them are, okay, so there's different levels of locked. There's some of them that are, say, it's a locked network and has a little lock on it, but there's others that say that it's unlocked, but you still can't get in. But you have to have a key to get in, right?
There are those, but usually when you see an unlocked network, it's going to be just unlocked. You're just going to be able to connect and get right on it.
Can we go back for a second to the idea of accomplice versus not? Because one of the things that came up with employers and immigration laws recently, I don't know, like 6 months ago or something, was that business owners were going to be penalized for employing illegals, even if they didn't know they were illegal. Right. So there's this idea, this continual perpetuation of...
Perpetuation, I'll give you that.
Yeah, of you're a criminal, whether you mean to be or not.
They're trying to put rules in place, or they have rules in place that say the employers have to check the immigration status. So they failed to do that.
They want you to be essentially the tool of the state. If you don't do as we say and do our bidding for us, we'll get you in trouble.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot resign to the rally.
Walk with me.
Well, I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, hey, who do you think you are?
Excuse me.
There is no video audio allowed in this office.
No, I have work today.
This is you ain't going to make.
Wait, now. Wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 28th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,571.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,610.78, $805.39 for a half ounce, or $402.70 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,610.78, $805.39, and $402.70.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line. And by the way, we still haven't gotten into this whole healthcare debacle thing. At some point, we can talk about that. 855-453. Meantime, we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it is Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark. And you know, they've been the whole day on talk radio. This is what they've been talking about, the healthcare thing. And, you know, I almost want to take a break from it because I've been listening all day, too. So.
Thankfully, I have not been listening all day. I think I listened to a little bit of it when I was showering earlier, and that's about the extent that I've heard of it. But, of course, it's all over the news sites. It's obviously a big deal. 855-450-FREE, but is anybody really surprised? Hey, they told you they own you, and they'll take whatever they want from you. What a shock. Let's go in the meantime, before we get to that topic, to you and your thoughts here. And by the way, I want to invite you to support Free Talk Live. You can do that by becoming an amplifier today over at amp.freetalklive.com. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up and support the show by helping us advertise, market, and promote. That's what AMP stands for. You can help us with $3 a month. We'll take that in, combine it together with other listeners, $3, and then that'll be spent on outreaching to new radio stations and new internet listeners and bringing more people to the ideas of freedom. Plus, you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, AMP-only forum. Get the details and get signed up with any major credit card, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. You can use also PayPal as well. So amp.freetalklive.com. Jeremy is in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Hey, guys. And gals, nice to talk to you again after such a long break.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk about, I think the air cooler thing is much more important than the Obamacare thing, because
certainly
that can
is interesting.
Be dealt with over time, you know, and this guy getting away with running guns and everything to those terrorists on the border, you know, that cut people's heads off and throw them in coolers and throw them off overpasses and all that is a lot more important than, you know, whether some Obamacare debacle or some unconstitutional defunct Supreme Court.
I don't know. I think it's all pretty important, personally. I think it's all evidence of the corruption that is inherent with the this idea of a monopoly that has a monopoly on violence, a monopoly on coercive force. Every attorney general is going to have problems. They're going to be aggressors. They're going to be hurting peaceful people.
Yeah.
It's an old joke. Wow. An old running joke.
No, I was just kidding. But, hey, I'm glad you guys still got your sense of humor about this, but, you know, they continue to run over us, and, you know, at some point it's got to stop. I know us libertarians, we all want a peaceful end to this thing, but...
I don't know if I would call myself a libertarian, but I definitely do want a peaceful end to this, and I think that, as you know, it takes us back to the conversation we were having last hour. People need to stand up.
It's not going to happen, Ian.
A peaceful end is not going to happen?
Stuff is not going
to
happen.
Well, it is going to happen for me, because I'm not going to lower myself to the level of the government goons and pick up a gun. I'm not going to be violent in my attempts to achieve liberty.
They kick in your door and they throw in grenades in your family.
It's not going to do any good if I shoot back. It's not going to do any good. I'll let them kick in the door and throw the grenades in. I'm going to roll a video camera for as long as I possibly can, upload the video online.
Pull your video camera right out of your hand.
Well, you know, if they do that, at least it'll have uploaded part of the video at that point, because video cameras today with the phones that we have, the smartphones, have the ability to upload to the Internet as recording the video.
It's not going to save you, my friend. Technology is not going to save you, my friend.
Okay, so why don't you just...
You're going to have to take up arms, man.
Well, I'm sorry, Jeremy. You're not going to convince me. I thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Constantly there are people advocating this particular option, the option of using violence, and I'm tired of hearing it. And it's not I'm not interested in it. I've left that behind. It's not an option for me. Michelle, how do you feel about it?
I recently acquired a gun, and my first one, and it's kind of cute, actually. You know,
doesn't put cute holes in people, I can tell you that.
Right. But I've actually never fired it,
That's a bad idea. If you're gonna own a gun, you should fire.
Right. Absolutely right. I have not fired it. It's been locked away, and I haven't. I haven't ever had an occasion to fire a gun at someone in the past, and I've had plenty of things that were done to me that were wrong and not good and what have you. And my approach actually has always been to never use the state against anyone and never to use violence. So, you know, yes, I have...
Why did you get the gun?
Why did I get the gun?
Yeah.
I have a family, you know, and so it's not just myself that I am considering and what have you. And my sons know how to shoot and what have you, and it's actually helping out a fellow... you know, liberty person here who needed money. But yeah, so it's, my approach has been to not use a state against anyone and to not use force or aggression against anyone.
I have a gun too. I have a gun too, but I really only have it for the zombie apocalypse.
I believe that it's, you know, that there are certain instances where violence is a fine thing to use, and I think in some instances that,
like a zombie apocalypse,
it's the best thing to do. Violence is this funny term, you know, this sort of an equal amount of force in order to prevent further violence. But
it's justified, I think. I think that it's principled to use violence in defense against the state. I just think it's wrong. I think it's ineffective.
I wasn't saying the state. I was just saying in general.
We're
talking about the state specifically. I just don't think that, you know, what's the old saying? It's too late to do anything about it, but it's too early to too late to do anything about it and too early to shoot the bastards.
It's Claire Wolfe.
And it's, you know, if you use violence against the government, you have fallen into the trap.
That's what
it's
they want.
It's the reason that they wear bulletproof vests and those kind of things. They're looking for violence.
That's right.
They are an organization of violence. All you have to do is take a look at how they operate.
Yes.
If you think you can out violence, the people who use violence and threats of violence on a daily basis, I wish you luck, but I don't think you're going to.
I think
you could be painted as a lunatic.
Right. There are practical reasons to not use violence against the people calling themselves the state, and I also believe that there's a moral one as well, in that I don't want to lower myself to their level. That's their tool. They use violence.
I agree with that. I have to, and, you know, and I'm a Christian. We've talked about that before. And if you,
yeah, who would Jesus kill?
Yeah, if you use the story of Jesus in the Bible, even when Peter, you know, swiped off his ear, he scolded Peter for that and restored his ear and said, yeah, I know, you're looking like whatever. But anyway.
This is a story I've not heard. I didn't read the whole Bible. So the
guards came for Jesus to arrest him and hang him up on the cross. And Peter said, no, don't you dare. You can't take him. And swiped at the soldiers, you know, in self-defense and protecting his friend. And he was justified. Da, da, da. But he said, no, there's a better way.
Who lost the ear?
One of the soldiers.
Oh, I see.
And so, the story to me there is that at any time, Jesus could have responded back with saying, what you're doing is unfair and you know, used violence against them, and didn't. There were only a couple, you know, soldiers and all of his disciples standing there. So they had him outnumbered. And he went ahead and submitted, I guess, or maintained his sense of dignity, or, you know, I'm sure there are
ways. And wouldn't he have been showing love in that instance and forgiveness for these men that were doing harm to him?
Wait, say that again?
Wouldn't Jesus have been showing love and forgiveness to the people that wanted to do him harm in that case?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Right. That's why you want to keep the high ground. You want, whether you're a Christian or not, I'm not.
Right.
I wonder about this, though, the love and forgiveness aspect. Is, you remember Mary Ruart's book, Healing Our World?
Yeah, great book.
Do you remember the computer programs in there that played The Prisoner's Dilemma?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with The Prisoner's Dilemma? It's a philosophical situation where you have to, you know, basically if you turn on somebody doing something bad, you might receive a reward for.
Mm-hmm.
And these computer programs played against each other, and different ones were programmed to do different things. And the tit for tat, the one that wouldn't do you wrong until you had done it wrong, mm-hmm. in which case it would do you wrong an equal number of times that you had done it wrong, resulted in the very best responses. And I kind of think, to some extent, that some people are motivated by fear of reprisal. And if there is no reprisal, that if everybody forgives, because the only moral thing is to do the thing that's universally right. And that therefore the moral thing to do is to not necessarily forgive, just forgive. You know, there has to be reprisals. Even if you forgive the person, there have to be reprisals for bad action.
You don't have to trust that person in the future. So you don't have to forget what that person did. 855-453.
If you think that's sufficient reprisal, I suppose.
People that have harmed me have suffered at their own hand. Give them enough rope, they'll hang themselves.
Yeah, karma's going to get you. 855-453.
You're just relying on the next guy to do the reprisal then.
No, I'm relying on karma. 855-453. The SACL CAI.
Karma doesn't exist.
Free
line. Like
I don't want reprisal. I don't care about it. I just want to move on with my life. Hour number three is next. You take control. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one, and it's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.